From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him, started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the early lessons we learn in elementary school, somewhere around fifth grade, is the various forms of writing, speaking, communication. We learn well what are called the genre of human interaction, that a joke is different than a short story, a textbook is different than a novel, a bumper sticker or a billboard is different than the big story. We can thank God for those differences. They bring a fullness to life, a diversity that is good, and a relationship that can be enjoyable. Not all things are the same. Not all things are so serious or flat. There are differences. And what is true of human interaction and writing is true as well of the sacred writing of Scripture and the relationship that God offers to us. There's lots of different genre. This morning in the Scripture readings, we heard of at least three different forms. We've heard from wisdom literature. We heard from a letter, Paul's letter to the Rome. We heard a parable story. The genre of wisdom literature is vivid. It's very powerful speech. Short little nuggets, if you will, that pack a punch. This morning, we just heard some of them. And if they had billboards or bumper stickers in the Old Testament, that would be a good example of wisdom literature. We heard a few gems already this morning. Listen to what we heard. Wrath and anger are hateful things, and the sinner hugs them tight. Do you nourish anger? Refuse mercy. Cherish wrath. Think of your last day. Remember death and decay. Cease from sin. Those are powerful images. They serve a punch, like a vitamin or protein bar. I think they're the Red Bull of the Old Testament. Maybe you all need a Red Bull. You're supposed to laugh at that. Thank you. There's my laugher. I have a laugher at the 9 a.m. Mass. This happened last week, too. As we know, those things are good. We need things to wake us up, to get our attention. But you know, they're easier said than done. Because as much as I don't want to hug tight wrath, I do. As much as I don't want to, you know, hate, I can. As much as I would like to cease from sin, that's tough to do. It's one thing to desire goodness and holiness and freedom of heart. It's a whole other thing to will it. You see, we tend to grow weak and tired. We tend to measure out so carefully, to start and to stop. And we're kind of like old stick shift cars, slugging along. Case in point is our gospel today. Look at Peter. Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother? As many as seven times? Today, perhaps a good question for us, and maybe all week, what if it wasn't a matter of once or twice or seven times or even seven times seven times? What if the good news became our way of life? Our mode of thinking and operating and relating to one another. What if we threw the measuring rod away and just lived the gospel? Became men and women of the Lord. My friends, what if? What can begin as a bumper sticker, a slogan, or a yard sign is okay, but it's just the beginning. And you and I hold the potential to become living signs. Living signs of the gospel, of Christian faith, and that is the good news. In fact, it's the amazing news, and it's the big story. And how does that ever happen? How does that ever come to be? Well, step by step, choice by choice, day by day. And probably the greatest choice of all, the most practical choice, is that which we have every day. And if you're like me, it happens, the opportunity is there maybe 100 times a day. Forgiveness. To forgive. When we forgive, and make that choice to forgive, we unhook ourselves from slavery. We refuse to be wedded to hurt. And we participate in the most godly act of all. We see the wrong, we feel the hurt, and we know it. But we choose the good. We choose something better. We forgive. And that choice, on the one hand, is the hardest choice of all. But it is probably the most powerful choice a human could make. The words, "I forgive," are not just a good slogan, but they pack a powerful punch and always an effect on the man and woman who says them. I forgive. We all know how those words were said from the lips of John Paul II to Mehmet Ali Agca. We all can remember, I hope we do, it was only 30 miles from here, how Terry Roberts, the mom of the man who shot in the schoolhouse, received and chose to forgive. My friends, we all have our own story. And that choice and that act of forgiveness, the need for forgiveness, the opportunity for forgiveness is a part of everyone's story. And so how well are we writing it? Every day, we have an opportunity to speak those words. We have an opportunity to cease to hug hate, or to cease allowing hate to hug us, to be men and women of profound forgiveness and freedom. And while the Christian life can begin as a bumper sticker, a yard sign, a proverb, a reading from wisdom, hate, hate, we can do a lot better than that. We can love, love. Today, let us thank God for this opportunity. The power we have to live in such communion with Him and aware of the opportunity to exercise that power, let us say yes and see what happens. We may become the people that God desires us to be.